The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1963, a critical design decision was made for NASA's lunar landing modules. The question arose between the two aerospace contractors separately designing the Apollo capsules and the moon landers of whether or not the lander should be able to fire its engine with the capsule attached. It was ultimately agreed that this capability should be available just in case the capsule's main engine failed. This design decision saved the lives of the Apollo 13 astronauts in 1970. In 1971, television viewers got to watch the latest Apollo astronauts leaving the moon live.
Your go for liftoff, and I assume you've taken your explorer hats off and put on your pilot hats.
Yes, sir, we sure have.
Ready to do some flying.
Stand by for 1 minute.
Okay.
Nice steering is in.
Okay. Mark 1 minute.
Hey, mate. Master arm is on. I have 2 lights. Every G is on.
Got it.
Fourth stage, engine arm to ascent. 99 Pro. Good liftoff. Automatic. Hey, good smooth ride, Ed.
Roger, copy now.
Operated via remote control from Houston, the camera mounted on the Apollo 15 lunar rover tilted up as the lunar module's ascent stage took off to rejoin the command module in orbit. And in 1991, Space Shuttle Atlantis lifted off for a 9-day satellite deployment mission, delivering the fourth tracking and data relay satellite into orbit to help NASA stay in constant contact with such vehicles as the shuttles and the Hubble Space Telescope.
7, we have a go for main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Atlantis on a 9-day mission to deploy the TDRS communication satellite.
Houston Atlantis, roll program.
Roger, roll Atlantis.
Houston's now controlling. Maneuver complete, rolling Atlantis and crew heads down and on the proper heading. Engines at 104%.
Born on this day in 1924, composer Joe Harnell. His music for TV and movies include the themes for The Incredible Hulk and the original V miniseries. Cosmonaut Valery Baikovsky was born today in 1934. He flew in both the Vostok and early Soyuz programs. A Nightmare on Elm Street creator and director Wes Craven was born today in 1939. Actress Joanna Cassidy was born in 1945. Hungarian cosmonaut Bertalan Farkas was born in 1949. And born in 1955, Captain Power himself, Tim Dunigan.
How long to evacuate the whole bunch? Your best guess.
Sweet sweeps. Say, 1 hour.
Not good enough. Dread forces could be on us by then. Digitize the whole bunch before we even...
Speak of the devil, we got a bio dread at 6 o'clock.
And, born in 1992, Greg Austin, who played enigmatic Charlie Smith in the Doctor Who spin-off series, Class.
We were told to keep our heads down and not cause any excitement.
Wait a minute. What was that thing?
Shadowkin, you ludicrous Care Bear.
Is this how little attention you pay in class, too?
Would you believe me if I said I was from another planet?
God, yeah. You're weird and don't know anything about pop culture. You're either alien or Amish.
I come from a planet more beautiful than you could ever believe.
We come from that planet.
Telephone inventor Alexander Graham Bell died on this day in 1922. Metropolis director Fritz Lang died in 1976. August the 2nd is a day of recasting. On this day in 1966, the BBC gave actor William Hartnell the opportunity to back out of his running contract to star in Doctor Who. As his failing health was presenting the popular show with recurring logistical problems, manifesting themselves as several scripts which had to be rewritten at the last minute to give Hartnell's line to other characters because the actor couldn't be present for filming. Although he bore no physical resemblance to Hartnell, actor Patrick Troughton was hired to take on the role of the Doctor, and the stage was set for the Doctor's first regeneration. And in 1994, Babylon 5 creator J. Michael Straczynski took to the internet to announce that actor Bruce Boxleitner had been cast as the new commander of the space station. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.
Now, Billy had been doing it for 3 years. By the time I was asked to do it, I think he was getting tired, and I don't think he was a particularly well man towards the end. He had sort of circulatory trouble or something like that. And I thought that perhaps the program was beginning to be played out a bit. I thought that the joke was beginning to be over. And I was astonished when they asked me to do it. And I thought, oh dear, no, you know, I mean, gosh, to recreate a character like that, it should probably only last about 6 weeks with me anyway, and it's not just not worth doing.
And 3 years later?
23 years later, something like that.
Yeah.